Well, hello and welcome to the Talk Tonight podcast. Today I am joined with the Baltic, the Royston Club, the Baltics from the other guests that are on. Big confusion, been a few days. But I'm joined with the Royston Club. Lads, it's great to have you on.
Awesome.
Hello.
Like many small independent bands, I can assume that lockdown's been a blessing to you with, you know, people not having much on the time and just discovering you. I know that I discovered you through lockdown, and I've got to say I'm quite pleased that I did discover you.
Yeah, it's been all right, to be fair. We all thought it'd be a bit of a nightmare because obviously no gigging in that, but sort of Spotify numbers have been doing all right, and there's just sort of more time for people to listen to music. So it's actually worked out quite nicely for us, like you said.
As we're, like, obviously, we're coming out of lockdown now, and obviously gigs are being put on, like socially distant gigs. I know a few bands around here in the Northeast that have started fairly socially distant gigs. Can you see yourself doing that in the next few months? And does that like idea of like playing a socially distant gig feel weird to you?
I don't know if I'd want it, to be fair.
I think especially the ones that are like, you get like the socially distanced one. I think Sam Fender did one, didn't he? Like outside.
Yeah, he did one in
the Newcastle.
I think ideally you'd have to be like a certain level where you'd have like a massive field full of thousands of people all socially distanced. I think if you did a socially distanced one with 100 people, probably wouldn't quite have the same effect a little bit, but you never know. Could do, I guess.
And obviously, like,
so I'd do it, to be fair.
Like, obviously,
just playing live again. On.
I obviously do anything there, Ben.
I can imagine you just, like, I can imagine that you play like social clubs and that. Like, obviously, when you've been gigging before, like small clubs, and obviously, they're going to face the brunt of it, really, aren't they? Because you can't really socially distance in a social club. In a small room.
No, exactly.
Yeah, we need the venue. Do you know what I mean? Like, even just for a couple of hundred people, you need a venue 4 or 5 times bigger, just because obviously you need that extra space. Do you know what I mean? So,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You've been busy, haven't you? The last 2 years, you had an EP out just before lockdown. One of the tracks on there, it's probably one of my best tracks actually that I discovered on lockdown. There, believe it or not. What were you going with that EP? Were you sort of going like into a sort of experimental field, or just, you know, sort of, I don't know.
Well, to be fair, we recorded the EP like 6-7 months after we formed, really. We formed right at the end of 2018, so it wasn't like we were going with any direction in particular. We were just playing music naturally, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We were trying to do anything.
Where we could go with it, really, wasn't it? Seeing what we could do.
It's as raw sound as you could get, really, with that EP.
Yeah. Well, I think we're trying to find our sound as well, because if you look like Shawshank and Waste of Kerosene, they're all three very different sounding songs. So with the EP, we wanted just to sort of find our sound a bit more, if you get me, so people like would recognise us a bit better. And that was the main sort of thing we're looking for, I think.
And obviously, like, I've seen like on some of the Instagram stories over the last few weeks, you have blown up. You've like got loads of people listening to yours. Loads of people are putting you on their Instagram stories. I mean, have you seen any difference in the amount of monthly listeners like on Spotify over the last few months, or just like sort of kept?
Yeah, no, we've actually seen. It's been really weird because even though we haven't released anything like since that EP, like you said, there's been like a gradual rise in sort of listeners on Spotify, which you wouldn't normally like associate with when you haven't released anything for 6 months. But it's sort of in our minds, it sort of shows that a bit of a testament to sort of what we've put out, and that. Yeah. It's obviously half decent if, you know, people are still listening to it sort of like 4, 5, 6 months after it's come out, and it's still sort of rising a bit. So, yeah, we have seen that rise. It's been quite nice to see as well, getting sort of more feedback on it all as well.
And obviously, I think
Mariana rocked it in Liverpool, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. Through the roof. So, no, it's been quite nice to see you there.
Obviously, you are from Wrexham, which is obviously, most people don't think of Wrexham as like sort of like musical paradise, or North Wales for the matter, because obviously when, like, I think the only band that's came out of North Wales like over the last 5 years, Catfish, the Bottlemen, they've obviously made a name for North Wales music scene. But like, how does it feel like, is the like the Welsh music scene as good as the English, and is Wrexham sort of like coming up there, or is it just
I don't know about what the other lads think, but I'm not sure Wrexham has the biggest scene ever, to be fair. I think North Wales maybe has a bit going on, but I'm not sure about Wrexham itself. But yeah, I think in a way that's not helped us though, because it's not a huge scene in Wrexham.
Like, when, especially when we've done local gigs, and even ones in Liverpool and Manchester, like, we've brought loads of people, all from Wrexham, all just mates, all having a good time, do you know what I mean, enjoying the music. So, yeah. In a way, it might have helped us that, because there's not really loads and loads of bands coming through or artists coming through, there's a bit more attention on us, if you get me.
Well, yeah, I think it'd probably be hard if you were coming from, like, sort of a Manchester or a Liverpool or a London, because it's just, like, also, like, diluted in that. But, I think he's probably got a good point here.
Well, I was like I said, I was talking about this weekend, and we were on about the same subject, like, how bands from, like, the sort of run, like, sort of post-industrial commute, like, towns and cities, like Wrexham and Newcastle, like, not, there's not much attention on them compared to, like, Manchester, Liverpool. And obviously, like you said, you feel like if you had more acts from, like, Wrexham, you sort of would have exploded more than you have done. But I mean, I think, did you think, like, it's sort of lucky when you see bands from Manchester and Liverpool, like, they're sort of just, like, you know, because they're born in the area where the Beatles were playing and the Stone Roses and that. Do you think there's that sort of, you know, do you think music comes with that luck?
Yeah, there probably is, like, a little bit of bias towards it, but it just means, like, if you're from somewhere like Wrexham or Chester or Newcastle, then you've got to be good enough to get out of there as fast as you can, and then you can get on to, like, Liverpool, Manchester, and then it's like Sheffield and further away.
I think that's being in a city as well. You sort of, when you start, your standard gig is already like a step up from what our standard gig was. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were just looking at, like, pubs in Ron Wrexham, which, you know, can't really fit more than 100 people in. If you're, like, in a big city, your standard gig would be, do you know what I mean, like, proper venues, maybe not big venues, but, you know, like, they'd be a step up from where we started in a way. So there's a slight advantage for them as well in that sense.
Yeah, well, I think, like, to be fair, like, I think, like, coming from areas like Wrexham and Newcastle, I think there's sort of, like, a creative motivation for artists, because obviously, like, in Wrexham and Newcastle, we pretty, like, in Middlesbrough, where I'm from, we have an out pretty much, and obviously you sort of, like, you're that bored, you sort of have this sort of motivation to push yourselves and try to become, like, the best, like, in your area, and sort of, like, sort of make a name, not only for yourselves, but also for your area, and put, like, your areas in the map.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think we're all, like, since we started, there's been a really, like, good sort of close bond within Wrexham. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people have come together to, like, come see us at shows, and I feel like it's more satisfying as well in that sense, because people, like, people still do, like, like Wrexham quite negatively in sort of the area it is. But I feel like, just, like, even if it's just one night for one of our gigs, a whole, like, well, not a whole town, but, do you know what I mean? Like, a big group of people are all brought together and all having a good time just for your music. So I think, in a way, like, it's a lot more satisfying when we do the...
You have built up that cult following then, which is sort of something that I think every band needs, really. And then, like, once you've had that cult following, you've got regular fans, it's sort of like job's good, really, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, because that's what we said, really, when it was like, until we get, like, a proper following from Wrexham, you can't really go elsewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, if the people in your own town won't follow you and won't back you, you can't expect to go to Liverpool, Manchester, and expect the same thing there. So, yeah, but to be fair to everyone in Wrexham,
Wrexham has been having a lot of coverage over the last year. I don't know if you know this legend, the bootlegger. Any of you know who the bootlegger is?
Of course, a legend.
Wrexham's finest.
But have you ever met him?
World travels
in
fast.
Wrexham, or...
Never met him. He's tweeted about some of our stuff here and there, and yeah, we've never actually met him, though. It's probably time we do. We get him down to a gig or something. But, never actually met him.
Watched him, though, like, before he blew up, like, 4 or 5 years ago, when he was just doing, like, the Wrexham match day vlogs. He's obviously, like, the big on Twitter and stuff. But when, like, when they first came out, like, 2014, 15, whatever it was, I remember watching him, like, on a Sunday morning in bed. So it's quite weird now, like, do you know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, like, 5 years later, he's just blown up massively, do you know what I mean?
You follow the footy then in Wrexham, because I know that, like, what the impression that I get from, like, the bootlegger and just the Wrexham community is that those communities are sort of like, football is the most important thing for them, as well as the music, etc. It's the same up there. So would you, like, say that you are big Wrexham fans then, or?
Nah.
Big football fans.
Sounds bad about that.
Big football, not Wrexham fans, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, follow Wrexham, do you know what I mean? Obviously, it is a local team, so, like, everyone, like, sort of keeps an eye, make, like, seeing how they're doing. Pays, like, a bit of an interest, obviously, but I wouldn't class myself as a Wrexham fan.
You sort of, like, follow because it is your local area and you sort of want to see...
Yeah, but I feel like quite a lot of our mates aren't really Wrexham. I can't... You know what I mean? There's not many Wrexham fans within our mates.
I would think it's more like sort of older generations. You get sort of like some more middle-aged people who like grew up around the club.
It is a family club as well. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
my parents aren't really supporting either, so like that's why I don't. That's just
like, yeah, say, like it is the same. But like, obviously, I can't really compare the North East and North Wales in terms of like football support, because up here we are football mad in the North East, like Middlesbrough, Newcastle, Sunderland. You are sort of brought up kicking a football out the womb, so sort of. I don't think I don't think it's comparable, but I do think like Wrexham, they do. I admire the closeness of the community. What I'm hearing, obviously, from news and what I like, tend to hear about Wrexham and Wales in particular, you know, the closeness in the community is something that I envy, because we don't have that anymore being in the North East, which is a bit sad, really.
Yeah, that's the thing about Wrexham. It's small, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Mm. It is a small town, so like it is. Mm. You said it's a close community in a way. Obviously, there's a lot of different groups and that, but when you go on a night out, you know what I mean? Like everyone you see, you know, it's just like it's pretty sick, to be fair.
Yeah. Obviously, like I keep going about lockdown, you know, it's sort of a subject you can't really avoid at the moment, because obviously it's constantly in the news, it's constantly happening. Can you see yourselves going grouse shooting in the next few months? You know, obviously the social distancing guidelines say that you can't meet in a house, but you can meet in a grouse shooting session. So how would you feel about jamming?
Not a question I was expecting, but now you put it to us, maybe we could, I don't know.
Tempting. It really is tempting.
Tempting.
That's an excuse, I guess. Cash down the pub, that's what we'll say we'll be doing.
Yeah. I mean, it would be something like in your flak after tweed jackets and just like sort of jamming. And instead of like jamming, like you've got sort of like going to the end of the guitar and you're just like, oh, the grabs.
Well, it's that, make some modifications on it. Very, very down with that.
Very sort of future generation. Be like Elon Musk of North Wales with your shooting guitars.
Yeah, exactly. Not a bad shout at all, I don't think.
Well, if you're shooting any graphs, don't blame me. You know, I said it, but I didn't. No, I'm joking. But it is sort of like, when you think about it, though, like, what do you think about that? Like, you can't use, you know, won't be like, well, I can assume that none of you have seen each other that much during lockdown. And obviously, you have people meeting up for stuff like grouse. Yeah. And then,
Towards the end of it, we were obviously able to jam again, which was really nice. After like 3 months, being able to sort of actually even play music was pretty sick. But obviously, over the main bit, we didn't meet. And then obviously, it's not looking great for sort of the next couple of months on what's going to happen. So sort of trying to make the most of it a little bit at the moment, I think. We're sort of trying to do as much as you can before, obviously. Well, not obviously, but before we might be locked away again or whatever. So it's a bit of a blag, but it's same for everyone, I guess. There's not a huge amount you can do.
Did you do any like Zoom sessions then? Like,
one rule for them, another rule for us. I think
exactly. Everyone listen to Ben, because Ben is spouting what is always on my mind. One rule for them, one rule for us. I mean, I don't know anyone that needs to go to Barnard Castle for an eye test, but hey ho, it's a society we're living these days. Did you have any like Zoom sessions then during lockdown? Because I know obviously a few bands did. I know Blossoms, they had done you know, the Zoom sessions where the isolation covers, where they also collabed with Miles Kane.
We didn't do them on Zoom, but we did like these garden covers, to be fair. So we sort of we'd pre-record like a couple of covers that we picked ourselves. So we did sort of Blackbird by the Beatles, and we did a Radiohead one, and then sort of put them up with some film as well on it, and put them on like our socials and that, and they sort of went down quite well, to be fair. I think everyone was sort of looking just for any type of music, something new on social. So they actually did all right on like Twitter and all that, to be fair. So we did some of that, but not really on Zoom as much.
Yeah, we got good enough equipment to do it all live on Zoom, do we?
Yeah, Blossom's a bit of a step up, really.
I mean, to be fair, they're from obviously like Stockport. Obviously, I'm not saying Manchester, but they've sort of, like, it's been, what, 4 years, 5 years, and they've blown up. They went from playing down some social clubs in Stockport to being the soundtrack of Stranger Things, like, you know, that sort of...
Yeah. I mean, pretty fancy, yeah. We record at the same place they do as well, sort of Park Street in Liverpool, and you sort of walk in, you see all their, like, plaques on the wall and that sort of stuff. It just sort of shows how far they've come, to be fair, because they're obviously pretty much top of the game now, aren't they?
Movie as well, do you know what I mean? Like, obviously their class, but it does show that everybody starts in the same place in music, do you know what I mean? Everyone has to do the sort of the same grind where they want to be, so it's quite refreshing in a way, seeing that like big bands like that a few years ago were like a similar position to us, so it's good motivation.
So obviously, yeah, like, because you played at the same, like, because obviously being rehearsing all the card in the same studio as Blossoms did. Would you say you cite Blossoms as a influence on any music, or would you not? And would you have like other influences that do influence the sort of sound of most of your songs?
So I think the sound of Blossoms isn't a massive influence, but like the way they structure their songs is a big influence.
Yeah, I think
are
different as well.
Is there any like sort of like obviously going back on these sort of influence sort of questions? Do you ever listen to like a certain song like made by one of your favorite artists, and you like before even you became a band, you sort of like think, oh well, that's who I want to be like, or that's, you know, what I want to sort of like play in front of, like anything like that?
I think the thing is with us a lot, we each listen to a completely different kind of music, which is helped really with the way our sound's crafted. You know, Dave listens to like the classic rock kind of thing. Tom big into the Strokes, I'm big into the Smiths. Sam's a bit more into like the hip hop kind of stuff. But then we all have a common thread as well. We all listen to a lot of stuff similar as well, and that kind of, it's given us a big, I don't know, a big pool of people to pick from when we're deciding.
Yeah, it's got a big like range of influence for your sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fourth one is just smashed like indie music 24/7. Do you know what I mean? Like when we come to writing songs, like, all we've been able proper like predictable indie things, but because like we've all got such, like you said, different types of music, like there's a lot of different ideas coming in, do you know what I mean, being thrown about, so works well.
Obviously you do, like a problem with like British music is that you tend to have some bands do something the same, sort of that heavy sort of sounding sort of like, you know, festival goer, like sort of like football sound, football away day soundtracks. Obviously that's what I don't find with you. What I find distinguish reviews is the sort of, is that dog there? Honestly, it's all right, Ben. We've had run-ins with dogs, not as in that sort of sense. I mean, we've had run-ins with dogs on this before. I think it was the other day, the drummer of the Baltics, he had his dog barking, obviously. The music must have them barking mad, obviously. He must be doing something good there.
Yeah, you've done that.
But what I was saying is that obviously you have this problem with so many bands sounding the same, you know, sort of the look up to the Cortinas, Arctic Monkeys, etc., and think, oh yeah, we want to sound like them and we want to be a carbon copy of them. But what I find with you is that you're not like that. You sort of have this sort of distinguished sort of sound, this distinguished sort of like, you know, taste and style that you sort of want to like show people.
I sort of think like that no one's really going to do like the Arctic Monkeys better than the Arctic Monkeys. There's no point trying to like sort of carbon copy them, because you may as well do your own thing, and obviously you take influences in that, but you may as well do your own thing a little bit and have your own sound instead of just like you said, like Stone Roses, Arctic Monkeys, and that sort of stuff. There's no
feel like
trying to do it really.
Sorry, I feel like
it's a studio for like, I'll go out to you.
Because obviously Ben writes most of the songs anyway, to be fair, but even then, like, we've never sat down and said like, oh, you know, we want to get this sort of sound from this song. We want to do, you know, be inspired by this artist for this song. It's sort of everyone writes their pieces and everyone comes in and then we see how it sounds. Do you know what I mean? I don't think we've ever actually sat down and planned to sort of have a certain sound.
Mm.
That makes sense. We've just sort of played and then whatever happens, like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the song essentially, which I think that as well is why like they don't really sound very similar to other bands, because we're not going off anyone. We're just sort of playing what feels right for us, if that makes sense.
Because obviously, I think one of you said earlier that Kerosene and one of the other singles, like obviously they've distinguished like sort of sounds like the EP. That's like obviously the latest release. What like, because like, I listen to Believe It or Not, and I listen to it several times because it is a bop. But one thing I'm always intrigued by is the lyrics in Believe It or Not. And was there any certain sort of, you know, inspiration for that, or was it just? On top
go
of
on, Ben.
Who was you, buddy?
It was an ex-girlfriend, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, thought apart.
I feel bad for bringing that up.
Sensitive topic, mate. Try and keep it quiet, but, you know. That's fine, though.
Nah, it's all good, mate. It's all good now,
yeah. That's good. Yeah. Fair play to it. Those, you know what I mean? Might not have been wrote, so.
Yeah, credit to her.
That's awesome, yeah. Good.
Yeah,
she's got a song out of it now, so she's all good.
What?
Huh?
What was that? What was that? I didn't hear that meme.
I was saying she's got a song out of it now, so it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's like the girl in the the Art and Monkey single. I can't even think about it. Think of it. Obviously, it's been sort of a terrible week, obviously, going out of college. I'm just trying to think. Bigger Boys and Stone Sweethearts. That's what that last few music
said
of.
Yeah.
Claim some fame off that. Claim some Dutch.
Yeah.
Great. speaking of arranging this interview, I did sort of ask the question, have you got any new stuff coming out? For our listeners.
Yeah, we do. We've been in Park Street, like we were saying, where we go earlier. We've been there sort of about a month ago. We were in there for a week or so. So not 100% sure on a date yet, but new stuff coming pretty soon. And it, to be fair, it's sounding pretty good at the moment.
Is it the same as the as your first EP, or is it sort of like a different style as you went through?
It's a little bit.
More mature, I'd say. If I had to say like a different sound. It sounds like we've been playing for longer than we were with the EP. Do you know what I mean? It sounds like we played together longer.
It's not your classic, like, when you see loads of bands do, like, a second album or something, it sounds nothing like them. But it's, like, it's different to the first EP, and they all sound like they've got their own sound.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say it's more that. They're, like, with the EP, it was more sort of four songs that sound, I mean, not the same, but sort of similar, whereas these four, they're sort of more four singles than they are a whole EP, because they have sort of like slightly different sounds to them all a little bit. So probably less of the same, I'd say.
Obviously, talking about like maturing artists, Declan McKenna, he released Zeros out last week. Any of you listen to it? I've liked it that much.
Yeah,
big fan of Declan.
And obviously, like with Declan McKenna, he sort of started off with songs like Brazil and Paracetamol, and you know, and obviously, I think with I don't know if you like would agree with this, but the Zeros is a carbon copy. It's not a carbon copy, but it has some Bowie. Like it looks like he's listened to a lot of Bowie. He's gotten to a lot of David Bowie, and you know.
Yeah, that's what I've got, Bowie, Elton John. That sort of stuff.
Even with his whole sort of image, a little bit, he's sort of
yeah.
He's trying to mimic its sort of image as well, but it's still pretty.
It's a lot of 18 synth sounds. Yeah. Very good though. Very good.
Very good.
For him, so you can't knock it.
He's got a little mullet now, hasn't he? I'll tell you.
He's got a little bit of back, hasn't he? Yeah.
Can any of you see yourself getting a mullet? I think the most likely one to get a mullet is probably either Dave or Ben.
I reckon Dave.
I think Dave would wear rock and mullet. Okay, maybe when post pandemic, get yourself to the barbers, Dave. Just shave the sides.
It started to mullet at the end of lockdown, so it was like the first thing I did. I got it cut off.
Don't be boring, Dave.
I wasn't looking that fresh.
Embrace it, Ben. If you get another skinhead, then I'll get a mullet, mate.
Done.
Jesus, do not get a skinhead again.
I have a little Lego man hair because I have a skinhead, and then obviously because I wasn't shaving it all the time, it's like growing outwards like that. So it's like a proper like Lego.
Like a tennis ball.
It was pretty good to see that.
That'd be good, that skinhead mullet. You know that you sort of have that image. You're appealing to not only David Bowie fans but also Scar fans too. So
yeah, I mean, get dreadlocks.
We're ticking all the boxes. Thank you.
Sam get cornrows.
Ticking all the boxes.
I'll get dread. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. Heavy looking band.
Next time you go drinking, what you should do, right? Put a bet on whoever gets it, like for getting dreads, and whoever cannot handle their drink, they have to get dreads. I think you should do that. I think that's a fair competition.
Oh, game on.
I don't know who that'd be.
We're all pretty lightweight, I'd say.
To be fair, I've seen all of us in heavy ways. That's what I mean. I couldn't really pick. Everyone has their moments of being, pretty mixed.
That's the thing, isn't it? Come from like sort of past London, like north of London. Everyone's a heavyweight. Obviously, going out running, it shows like a lot of lightweights.
But yeah, again, I feel like the further north you go, the bigger heavyweight you are, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, well.
We're not so big drinkers. I mean, really. In the grand scheme, not especially, no.
We
don't like pride ourselves on our drinking ability at all. Unfortunately,
being from Middlesbrough, that's the only thing that you've got a sort of buzz about is that you're heavy drinkers. We don't really pride ourselves in anything other than because we've got a diabolical football team and it's not really a good place for Middlesbrough. I don't know, it's not somewhere you'd come on your holidays. Well, obviously, this is all
your ability to drink, however, shines through.
Yeah.
That's the most important
exactly.
thing.
Yeah.
Come out the womb with, you come out the womb with like a 2 litre bottle of vodka.
Yeah. The UK's little slice of Russia.
I mean, obviously, like, it is like Russia. To be fair, if you come up here, it's like your own little like sort of Eastern Europe, pretty, like post-Soviet, Jim Soviet.
Might have to make a band day trip out of it.
Oh yeah, you should.
Sounds more like Chernobyl.
Get absolutely battered in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, it, so all sorts of people in Middlesbrough. I mean, the only thing that Prados was on is the food, though. I don't know if you've heard of the parm or chicken parmesan.
Never heard of that.
I've heard of that. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It is, and obviously if you do come to Middlesbrough, I'll have to make some out of it. I'll have to do an interview with you, with a Palmo.
That's the one, isn't it? Yeah. Bit of a tour of the sites.
There's like Wrexham, obviously, like, own like distinguished strand there now, is it? Like, because obviously I know like most places in the, like, the north and Wales like sort of have their like own food that they've made up. Does Wrexham ever have that?
I've got a good beer.
Wrexham Lager.
Got a very good beer.
Yeah. I've had a Wrexham Lager, yeah. It seems
very
nice.
Very nice,
decent.
You have Sam's favourite kebab shop in Wrexham as well.
Yeah, I think it's the best kebab shop in the UK, personally. I've never been anywhere nicer than that.
Maybe that is just the booze talking, but it's pretty good, to be fair. It's pretty
What's it called? Like, I'll have to I'm going to write it down, actually.
Wrexham Central Kebab and Pizza House, I think, or something like that. It's like... I think it's like, it looks pretty bad. It looks quite heavy. You know what I mean,
I'm gonna have to write this down because I want to try this.
I've been to a few pubs around the UK, like when we've done gigs and that, after nights out, like Chester, Leeds, Manchester, Liverpool. Like none of them even like compare to this. Like seriously, it's very good.
It must be good. It must be good if you're bigging it up like that, because I can dig a few takeaways in Middlesbrough. But and then again, I need to try this. It sounds good. If they do good scram, that's all that matters.
Really, that's my plan. Yeah. I'm just gonna keep hyping them up and hopefully they get touch on top four as well. So, you know, it's that win-win, really.
Sam's two of the takeaways. I'd invest in that, me. I'd put my money behind that. It's a good cause, that.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the only reason we go on tour.
The next thing, I don't know what time on here would be. Oh, well, anyway, the next thing that I'm going to ask you, I've done this with on my first podcast a few days ago, and I just thought I might as well make a tradition out of it because it is just a good conversation. But it's called Bev Review, and it's where I ask you what your top five drinks, beverages are, and I also want to know how our listeners, how their Bev Reviews, like Bev top five lists, sort of compare to yours. So I'm going to, who wants to be the first person to give me their top five drinks?
There's alcohol.
I need a moment.
Are we talking lager or
alcoholic, non-alcoholic?
Any drink.
Any drink. Top five.
Ooh, fucking hell.
I need a moment. Yeah,
I might need a moment.
I feel like it changes. I feel like it definitely changes. I go through periods.
It has like flexibility. Oh, in
lads, I bet I can guess Ben's top five.
Go on then.
Water. That's it.
Fuck off, no.
The most dead top five.
You should dig on your personality, that. Just water.
Nah, number one, Wrexham Export.
Yeah. Local.
A pint of Wrexham Export.
Ooh,
yeah.
And then, number two, I'll go White Russian.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, man.
Ben,
yeah, man.
Ben, it sounds like it's appearing that you have a problem. Are you okay, Ben?
Yeah.
They're telling you.
Favorite drink, alcoholic drinks,
but
that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't really drink any other, like, I don't drink soft drinks, do I? The water or alcohol, so. Yeah.
No.
G&T third. Normal Wrexham Lager.
What was number three?
You have two types of Wrexham Lagers in your top five.
I love Wrexham Lager. Actually, yeah.
I love Wrexham Lager.
Actually, no. I'll go. So, first Wrexham Export, second White Russian.
Yeah.
Third, D&T. Fourth.
Oh.
It's tough, this. I'd go a pint of beer Moretti.
What's wrong with you?
Moretti?
Moretti.
Yeah, beer Moretti.
It's all right. It's
not. Peroni if you can afford it, not beer Moretti.
Yeah, I go Peroni.
I prefer Moretti.
I'm signing with Ben on this. When I drink Peroni, I don't think it's worth the amount of pay for it, but Moretti... You can't go wrong with a pint of Moretti. It's beautiful. Yeah. All types of weathers, Moretti. Such a fine.
Putting it out there, to be fair, it's a non-alcoholic one, but Fanta Lemon.
Yeah, so.
Big shout. I haven't got my top five.
Just had to put it in there.
Yeah, all right. So number one, Peach Fanta in the can. Never tried
Peach Fanta before. Is that like, because most like corner shops like sell limited edition Fantas that you can't get in the UK?
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's this one in Liverpool, and one of our mates goes to Liverpool Uni, and he's got a little gaff there. And it's a corner shop, right, literally down the road. And it's the only place I've seen like where they sell it. And then we went to Amsterdam as well, didn't we? But like start of March, and like some of the Fantas they have, it was just like, it was unbelievable. Like, it was very impressive, yeah. So
because we're a boring country, that's why.
Yeah. Peach Fanta first, Red Apple Fanta second, pretty boring, but you know, just some Fantas.
Fanta Banta.
And then I would, to be fair, I probably would say another Fanta, but no. Rexham Export third. Semi-skim milk fourth.
It's a good choice.
Big shout.
It's a good shout.
Not such a good drink. And five, rhubarb gin and tonic. Just change it up a bit.
It's my favourite gin, rhubarb. So. Have you ever tried rhubarb mix? I mean, a good mixer for that is ginger beer. Try that. It's a good mixer.
Rhubarb and ginger. It's filthy, isn't it?
It's very filthy.
Palm of Violet gin's nice as well.
Palm of Violet's good.
Palm of Violet's good. It's gins, isn't it? Yeah. Beautiful, they're just like liquid version of sweets, aren't they, really?
I think
I'd have to go G&T first, to be fair.
You like your gins, don't you?
Yeah, it's like the God's drink, to be fair. It's quality stuff.
That is true.
Peroni second, Fanta lemon. I quite like ale, to be fair. I go for a light ale.
I like ale, but because obviously one of them you've got to try, Tom, is the Newcastle brown ale.
Is that the one you had on the shirt, on the Newcastle shirt, way back when?
Yeah, it's what Sam Fender.
I'm not a huge fan of Newcastle Brown, to be fair. I have had a few, because my brother's at uni there.
Dave, you offended me there, Dave. You were very, very heartbroken.
I reckon it might be an acquired taste. If I had a bit more of it, I'd probably enjoy it.
Well, I'm going to have to try it then. You've baited me out. I'm going to have to give it a go.
You've got to try Newcastle Brown. It's about £1.80 in Tesco's. So,
I mean, if it's that cheap, it, you know, can't be anything wrong with that, can it?
No.
Yeah. I reckon top five's got to be cup of tea at the top.
Oh,
100%. Anytime, anywhere.
Dead shout.
Can't beat that cup of tea, though.
Dead shout.
Well, the question is about the cup of tea. So the massive question of cups of tea is, what do you dunk them with? Because obviously, you know,
I hate tea. No one does like tea. No one drinks it. It's just
so dead.
To be fair, I have tea, no sugars, so obviously you can imagine that's a bit of not a refreshing drink. But
I don't have sugar in it either.
You're
boring,
mate.
Nah, mate.
Sam growing up, that. So I'm getting old, not having sugar in your tea.
I'd
like a Guinness as well, don't you, Dave?
Huh?
You like a Guinness as well, don't you, Dave?
Mm. Yeah, I'd put Guinness in top five, to be fair.
Guinness is a nice. That is a nice.
Brandon shout. What is your top five, Dave? Tea and Guinness so far.
It's like a 50-year-old man already, aren't
it? So bad.
What else would go in there? Glass of milk, yeah, I'd say, from Sam.
What cold milk for?
Blue, I'd say. What's that? Is that semi-skim?
That's fat.
That's full fat, isn't it? Full fat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fat
blue. Good for the
blue. Your arteries.
I could go for a nice glass of wine, depending on the night.
Good. I should have put white wine in there, actually. Good Sauvignon Blanc.
Unlock that.
And then, yeah, just... Any lager or fucking ale, I'll drink it.
Any lager or ale.
Yeah. They will
drink quite a lot of drinks, though.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to be safe, haven't you, Ben? Just anyone.
He sounds like a safe guy, Dave.
Tea, milk, and alcohol is just any of them.
The big three.
I'm literally the one with the... I'm the smartest one when it comes to drinks. 100%.
I've heard it all now. That's it. I've literally heard it all. Wow. Okay, then.
And I thought I'd never hear the same conversation, a sentence where smart and alcohol goes in that exact sentence.
Yeah, I'm smart, and smart alcohol and Dave.
Especially with Dave.
Yeah, just no chance of being
that. Yeah, I've given you some good stories as well. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You just have to
make your own 50 miles from the hotel.
You just have to make your own podcast now of the drunk stories of Dave.
I mean, we got a good couple of weeks.
Story time with Dave.
Story time with Dave. I'd watch that. I'd get behind that.
Yeah. What we should do is stop the gigs and Dave turns up like on a stool and he just tells stories to the crowd.
Like stand-up comedy.
Slam poetry like they do in 21 Jump Street. Just get Dave to do that at the front.
Yeah. What would you change yourself? What would you change your name to? Royston Comedy Club or Royston Poetry Club? Which one? If Dave started,
I just changed it to Dave. To be fair,
Dave.
Meet Dave.
We could get rid of the rapper and just have Dave.
Get rid of him.
So we can get Dave in. Yeah.
And the new Dave on the scene.
Yeah.
He's taking the storytelling scene. So much. He'll end up on a gig with CBeebies soon, doing the story time for that. So, I mean, you go far, Dave.
Yeah.
Not sure it's quite the market we're looking for.
Good to know I've got a fallback as well.
Yeah, if in doubt.
One last thing I want to talk about is the name Royston Club. And I'm a fan of the show League of Gentlemen, and the town in there is called Royston Daisy. Is there any similarities between those two, or was it just like something you just thought on the spot? Or?
I didn't know that, to be
fair. The place it's actually named after a gentleman's club in Acrovia, near where we live. The place around there is similar to Royston Vasey, to be fair. There's some right characters going in there.
I think, because it's a smart, like, obviously, I'm going to explain to the other lads. If you don't know, there's a show called League of Gentlemen, and it's a sketch show. It was pretty much the inspiration of Little Britain. You know, right. Little Britain, obviously. Yeah. And it focuses on a northern town, sort of like the ones that we're from. Ben, can you explain the rest, or do you want me to keep going?
There's a lot going on in the show, to be fair. But there's just some weird characters in there.
Yeah,
but I'd say you probably find weird ones in the Royston Club in Acrovia, to be honest.
Sorry to all the listeners, you from Acrovia.
Yeah, apologies.
Yeah, innit?
They're going to sue us now for stealing their name.
Yeah.
We have to keep them on site, for God's sake.
My relatives are all from Acrovia, so.
Well, I'm looking forward to see the court case on TV where it's the population of whatever it is, I can't pronounce it, because an Englishman pronouncing a Welsh place is probably, you know, not the best thing, because obviously we can't pronounce the Welsh names. I'd like to see the case of that, like, versus the Royston Club, and obviously you're forced to count millions of this population who packs the name from.
At least we might get in the newspaper, you know.
Oh yeah,
all publicity and all that.
Yeah, I think it'd be sound.
Band round of Blue Milk, I'm pretty sure we'll be all right. And just get Dave to come on the stories, and there should be sound. They'll love it.
Yeah, good guys. Don't worry, Dave's here. I'll entertain everyone.
Dave can be our lawyer.
For our listeners that don't know, the Royston Club, they're sort of a new emerging band from North Wales. You know, if you're into your sort of Jaws, Peace, you'll like these vibes. They've got the sort of like nice little vibe to them. It's not a sort of a jumping up and down vibe. It's more of a sort of like slow dancing vibe, you know. Not Barry White slow dancing though. More like just really. Obviously, if you are from the Welsh, if you are Welsh and if you are from Wales, make sure you check these lads out. These are fellow Welsh lads, you know. Obviously, you've got to give them some support, because there's not really that much from Wales, because other than sheep, and obviously I'm really sorry that might offend, but
Ben,
don't cancel me for that. But obviously, you know, these are fellow Welsh lads, and you know, sort of it'll be more than appreciated if you sort of listen to them, you know, sort of put them out there on the scene. The Royston Club, they have got a new album out. I don't know when the release date is. Maybe probably put some more stuff out on your social media, probably some teaser trailers or whatever.
Probably also not new album out too soon. Probably like new singles coming out.
New singles.
Yeah.
New singles. New album. The album back in. It's not. It's a
two. The album's pending. You know, give it a year or two. We'll have to wait and see.
Any potential names for the album? I mean, just.
Probably have to write the song.
No idea.
Going with that, to be fair.
We're rubbish at this. Like, we are.
Yeah.
Album covers is like our nemesis. It's like absolute hell.
Yeah.
So anything in all covers is just nightmare. You know?
Just base it around Dave and the people from where the original Royston comes from. Just base it around that, and there you go. You've got a concept album.
There's definitely a concept. Yeah.
But anyway,
enough to write about it.
You can check. You can check these lads out. The Insta, I can imagine, is at the Royston Club band. Make sure you give them a follow. They'll more than appreciate it. Obviously, give them a listen, because these are class lads. And like I said, like I feel personally that these will be making it big soon. I don't want to blow your trumpet yet, but I do feel like that you will be making a name for Wrexham. Probably give it a post pandemic. Probably after 2021. Yeah. Hashtag Wrexham Club 2021. That's what we're saying.
Cheers,
2021. Well, it's been great having you on, and obviously I do hope you take care, and who knows, maybe I will see you in a few months discussing probably new releases. You might be coming up here to try the farm, or I might be going down there to try this takeaway that I'm on.
100%, mate. Nah, cheers for that. Loved it too. It's been sick.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
It's all right. Cheers for coming on, lads.
Absolute pleasure. See you, mate.
Good luck, mate. See you later.
See you later.
See you later.